With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Kamala Harris calling for an end to the Senate filibuster to allow Democrats to pass a law to codify legalized abortion. Bob Agnew reports.
Democrats have tried and failed in recent years to end the filibuster. Since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in 2022, Democrats, including President Biden, have suggested carving out an exception that would allow abortion protections to be passed without the filibuster. But that strategy could backfire for Harris and her party. Republicans appear poised to reclaim control of the Senate in November, meaning a relaxed filibuster rule would allow them to move their own legislation through the chamber with a simple majority vote. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, on Thursday, October 3rd, the group Focus on the Family's annual Bring Your Bible to School Day will expand in scope to also include businesses nationwide. Spokesman Emerson Collins explains October 3rd will now be known as simply Bring Your Bible Day.
In our country, religious persecution is not as prominent because of the rights that we have under the First Amendment, which is definitely something worth celebrating for Bring Your Bible Day. That's definitely a piece of it. But we have lots of stories of teachers who are unaware of these First Amendment rights, who confiscate Bibles from students or certain policies in the workplace about speaking about your faith. However, we are protected under our First Amendment rights to share the good news of Jesus in our places of work, in our schools.
Collins adds that Focus on the Family's efforts will be bolstered by the Christian nonprofit legal association, Alliance Defending Freedom. If any schools or businesses interfere, the exercising of religious freedom on October 3rd. No change in the AP top four college football teams this week. Texas remains number one, followed by Georgia, Ohio State, and Alabama. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 27 points, the NASDAQ composite up 93. This is SRN News. A new pro-Israel group has been formed.
It's called the Conference of Presidents of Christian Organizations in Support of Israel, and it has the backing of nearly 100 evangelical leaders, including Tony Perkins of the Family Research Council and former Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann. The goal of the organization is to muster more support for the Jewish state in the wake of last year's devastating attacks by Hamas and ongoing fighting with that Muslim terrorist group as well as Hezbollah. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The pro-life movement has a losing streak going on abortion-related ballot measures at the state level. So far, seven states, including conservative Kansas and Kentucky, have enshrined abortion in their constitutions. Carol Tobias, president of National Right to Life, says pro-life people don't wear rose-colored glasses. We know we have a huge task ahead of us. Nine more states will consider constitutional amendments enshrining abortion in the November 5th election. This is SRN News. A fast-developing hurricane has hit Mexico's southwest.
Hurricane John has struck Mexico's southern Pacific coast with life-threatening flood conditions, coming ashore to batter Punta Maldonado late last night as a Category 3 hurricane with winds of 120 miles per hour. The storm has weakened, but through Thursday, John's expected to produce up to 12 inches of rain across coastal Chiapas and 10 to 20 inches or more near the Oaxaca coast. The storm's rapid intensification had residents rushing to respond. Oaxaca's state government said 3,000 people were evacuated. The region still recovering from Hurricane Otis that struck Acapulco as a Category 5 storm last October. I'm Jennifer King.
Two people now dead after John barreled into Mexico's southern Pacific coast. John is now a tropical storm. Meanwhile, tropical storm Helene formed in the Caribbean and could strengthen into a major hurricane while moving north toward the U.S. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.